Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a world where India's economy is growing at an unprecedented rate, with the National Statistical Office releasing the first advance estimates showing a 7.4% growth in GDP for the fiscal year 2026. This is not just a number, but a testament to India's resilience and potential for growth. First, let's delve into the details of this growth story. The real GDP growth for the fiscal year 2025-26 is estimated to be 7.4%, which is a significant achievement considering the global economic landscape. What makes this significant is that India has retained its position as the fastest-growing large economy in the world. Note this carefully. The nominal GDP growth is estimated to be 8.0% and the real gross value added, GVA, is estimated to be 7.3%. These numbers are crucial for understanding India's economic trajectory and its implications for the future. Building on this, let's look at some of the key initiatives that have contributed to this growth story. One such initiative is the commissioning of the world's first and largest liquid conversion maximum, LCMAX, residue upgradation facility, RUF, at the Visakhapatnam refinery in Andhra Pradesh. This facility, which has been invested with 31,407 crore, can convert approximately 93% of low-value heavy residue into high-value fuels such as petrol, diesel, LPG, and aviation turbine fuel. Remember this number, 93% conversion efficiency is a significant achievement and it reduces India's dependence on imported crude oil. Now, let's turn to the 18th Pravasi Bhartiya Divas Convention, which was held in Bhubaneswar, Odisha, from January 8 to 10, 2026. This convention, which was attended by the President of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Kangalu, as the chief guest, aimed to promote the contribution of the Indian diaspora to the development of India. Note this carefully, the Indian diaspora is the largest in the world, with over 3.2 crore people living outside India, and they send remittances worth over $125 billion back to India every year. Moving on to the realm of environment and conservation, let's talk about the Nagori Ashwagandha, which has received a geographical indication, GI, tag. This Ashwagandha, which is grown in the Nagaur district of Rajasthan, is known for its unique quality characteristics, including longer and thicker roots and dark red berries. It is used in Ayurvedic medicine for its medicinal properties, including stress reduction and immunity boosting. Now, let's focus on the Tantei Periyar Wildlife Sanctuary, which is located in the Bergur Hills of Erode district in Tamil Nadu. This sanctuary, which is part of the Nilgiri Biosphere Reserve landscape, serves as a critical tiger and elephant corridor and is home to a variety of species, including elephants, tigers, leopards, and gars. It is worth pausing here to note that the conservation of such sanctuaries is crucial for maintaining the ecological balance and biodiversity of our country. With that background in place, let's look at the National Quality Assurance Standards, NQAS, framework, which has been developed by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare to evaluate and certify public health facilities. This framework, which is part of the Ayushman Bharat Health and Wellness Centers, HWC, program, aims to improve the quality of care and patient safety in public health facilities. Remember this number. Hospitals that score above the threshold receive NQAS certification, which is valid for 3 years. Now, let's talk about the Vande Bharat sleeper train, which has begun its inaugural run on the Guwahati-Howrah route. This train, which has a capacity of approximately 823 passengers, is the first deployment of the sleeper variant of India's semi-high-speed Vande Bharat train set. It is worth noting that this train allows overnight travel on routes that the chair car variant cannot efficiently serve. Moving on to the realm of social justice, let's discuss the establishment of Uttar Pradesh's first Braille library at the Dr. Shakuntala Mishra National Rehabilitation University in Lucknow. This library, which has a collection of over 4,000 Braille books in Hindi and English, aims to provide accessible reading material to students with visual impairments. Note this carefully. This initiative is connected to the Right of Persons with Disabilities Act, 2016, which mandates inclusive education for persons with disabilities. Now, let's turn to the launch of VoVFE services by Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited, BSNL, nationwide. This service, which enables voice calls and SMS over a Wi-Fi network using the same mobile number, is particularly valuable in areas with poor cellular reception but good Wi-Fi connectivity. Remember this number, BSNL is India's state-owned telecom company, and this launch is part of its 4G per 5G revival following a government investment of over 1.64 lakh crore. With that in mind, let's look at India's invitation to the Weimar Triangle Summit, which is a significant development in India's foreign policy. This summit, which is an informal diplomatic forum formed in 1991 among France, Germany, and Poland, aims to strengthen European cooperation. Note this carefully, India's participation in this summit marks a recognition of its strategic significance for European security, technology partnerships, and supply chain diversification. Now, let's focus on the white-bellied heron, which is one of the world's rarest birds and is found in Arunachal Pradesh. This bird, which is critically endangered, is threatened by the construction of the Kalaitu hydropower project, which would destroy its habitat. It is worth pausing here to note that the conservation of such species is crucial for maintaining the ecological balance and biodiversity of our country. Moving on to the realm of health, let's discuss the outbreak of H5N1 avian influenza in the Kuttanad region of Kerala. This disease, which is a highly pathogenic avian influenza strain, has resulted in the culling of approximately 55,000 birds in the affected areas. Remember this number, the first global detection of H5N1 was in 1996 in China, and it has been recurrent in Kerala since 2015. Now, let's turn to the announcement of the Census 2027, which will be India's first fully digital census. This census, which will use tablets and a mobile app for data collection, aims to provide accurate and reliable data on the population, literacy, religion, caste, occupation, housing, migration, language, and disability. Note this carefully, the census will also include the other backward classes, OBC, caste count, which is a long-pending demand. With that background in place, let's look at the launch of the Pankhudi portal by the Ministry of Women and Child Development. This portal, which aims to facilitate corporate social responsibility, CSR, contributions for welfare programs targeting women and children, is a significant initiative for promoting the welfare of vulnerable sections of society. Remember this number, companies with a net worth of 500 crore or more, or a turnover of 1,000 crore or more, or a net profit of 5 crore or more, are required to spend 2% of their average net profit on CSR activities. Now, let's focus on the National Statistical Office's NSO, first advance estimates of national income for 2025-26. This estimate, which shows a real GDP growth of 7.4%, is a significant achievement considering the global economic landscape. Note this carefully, the nominal GDP growth is estimated to be 8.0%, and the real GVA is estimated to be 7.3%. Moving on to the realm of ecology, let's discuss the passing away of Professor Madhav Gadgil, who is considered the father of modern Indian ecology. This renowned ecologist, who chaired the Western Ghats Ecology Expert Panel, made significant contributions to the field of ecology, including the recommendation to declare 64% of the Western Ghats as an ecologically sensitive area. Remember this number, Professor Gadgil was awarded the Padma Shri in 1981, the Padma Bhushan in 2006, and the UN Champion of the Earth Award in 2024. Now, let's turn to the US's withdrawal from 66 international organizations, including the International Solar Alliance, ISA. This withdrawal, which is a significant development in global politics, marks a shift in the USA's multilateral engagement. Note this carefully, the ISA, which was launched by India and France at COP21 in 2015, aims to promote solar energy in tropical and subtropical countries. With that in mind, let's look at the inauguration of India's first fully paperless district court at Kalpetta, Kerala. This court, which uses AI-based judicial assistance tools, aims to improve the efficiency and transparency of the judicial system. Remember this number, this initiative is part of the eCourts Phase 3 project, which aims to digitize the court infrastructure across the country. Now, let's focus on the production of biobitumen by the CSIR Central Road Research Institute, CRRI, and the CSIR Indian Institute of Petroleum, IIP. This biobitumen, which is a plant-based, sustainable alternative to conventional petroleum-derived bitumen, has the potential to reduce India's dependence on imported crude oil. Note this carefully, the blending of 15% biobitumen with conventional bitumen can save approximately 4,500 crore in foreign exchange per year. Moving on to the realm of governance, let's discuss the second edition of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue, VBYLD 2026, which was held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. This dialogue, which aims to connect young leaders with India's development vision, is a significant initiative for promoting youth engagement in policymaking. Remember this number, the dialogue was attended by young leaders from across the country, who were selected through competitions. Now, let's turn to the cancellation of the registrations of 35 non-banking financial companies, NBFCs, by the Reserve Bank of India, RBI. This cancellation, which is a significant development in the financial sector, aims to improve the regulatory framework for NBFCs. Note this carefully, the RBI has the power to cancel the registration of NBFCs under Section 45(IA)(6) of the Reserve Bank of India Act, 1934. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The HPCL LCMax RUF has an investment of 31,407 crore and a conversion efficiency of approximately 93%. The 18th Pravasi Bhartiya Divas Convention was held in Bhuvaneshwar, Odisha, from January 8 to 10, 2026. The Nagori Ashwagandha has received a geographical indication, GI, tag and is known for its unique quality characteristics. The Tanti Periyar Wildlife Sanctuary is located in the Bargur Hills of Erode district in Tamil Nadu and serves as a critical tiger and elephant corridor. The National Quality Assurance Standards, NQAS, framework aims to evaluate and certify public health facilities. The Vande Bharat sleeper train has begun its inaugural run on the Guwahati-Havja route. The BSNL VoVFE service enables voice calls and SMS over a Wi-Fi network using the same mobile number. The Weimar Triangle Summit is an informal diplomatic forum formed in 1991 among France, Germany, and Poland. The white-bellied heron is one of the world's rarest birds and is found in Arunachal Pradesh. The H5N1 avian influenza outbreak in the Kutnad region of Kerala has resulted in the culling of approximately 55,000 birds. The Census 2027 will be India's first fully digital census. The Pankhuri portal aims to facilitate corporate social responsibility, CSR, contributions for welfare programs targeting women and children. The National Statistical Offices, NSO, First advance estimates of national income for 2025-26 show a real GDP growth of 7.4%. Professor Madhav Gadgil was a renowned ecologist who made significant contributions to the field of ecology. The US's withdrawal from 66 international organizations, including the International Solar Alliance, ISA, marks a shift in the US's multilateral engagement. India's first fully paperless district court was inaugurated at Kalpetta, Kerala. The CSIR Central Road Research Institute, CRRI, and the CSIR Indian Institute of Petroleum, IIP, have produced biobitumen, which is a plant-based, sustainable alternative to conventional petroleum-derived bitumen. The second edition of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue, VBYLD 2026, was held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has cancelled the registrations of 35 non-banking financial companies, NBFCs. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? These current events and developments are crucial for understanding the complexities of India's economy, politics, environment, and society. Remember to analyze these events from multiple perspectives, including their implications for India's growth, development, and global position. Note this carefully, the UPSC exam requires you to think critically and make connections between different concepts and events. In conclusion, these current events and developments have significant implications for India's future, and it is essential to understand their complexities and nuances. The growth of India's economy, the conservation of its biodiversity, and the promotion of its global position are all interconnected, and it is crucial to analyze these events from a holistic perspective.